Twisted. Today, Chef Adrian taking the helm, and Don't Get It Twisted is the Concerned Citizen Milana Caucus-sponsored talk show addressing needs and concerns of Milanics. Our informative and interactive roundtable forum spurs engagement of everyday people in affairs and events impacting their daily lives. And that means you guys give us a call at 610-701-9243 or WCHE. With me today is Dr. Ayo, our Milanic inspiration and guru.
Hotep, peace and blessings, everyone.
And also hiding in the background is...
he said, no, don't recognize that I'm here. I don't see him.
Okay. Anyway, in honor of our lead host, Everett T.J. Butcher, I'm going to mention his name anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As it should be.
And also we have Fred, who is our production manager, and we want to thank, special thanks to the WCHE 1520 AM family. So, today we are going to be discussing a couple videos Dr. Ayo sent to me. One of them was about an ad that Procter & Gamble put out.
Oh, the talk. Yeah.
The talk.
It's
and the reaction to the talk. There was part of it. And
yes, people have been very upset. Some people, I should say, and those are usually those individuals who are culturally encapsulated, who don't understand.
Oh, I like that, culturally encapsulated.
Exactly.
That one.
Which it means that it's just the opposite of being culturally competent. And so these are the individuals who are unaware of the issues affecting blacks and other Milanics on a daily basis. And so the talk, which is a variety of little shorts.
Vignettes.
Yes. On what kinds of things black parents say to their children in preparation for dealing with racism in a variety of different situations. And they actually kind of do it in a timeline from back during the 50s, 60s up to the present.
And the really disturbing part is that it hasn't really changed that much.
No, it hasn't. It's still frightening for black parents to have to prepare their children for the risks of going out into a world that's racist and that sees them as a danger versus seeing our children as a valuable and precious individuals, which is how they see their children, but they don't see our children that way. And so as a result, we have to prepare our children for the way in which they may be perceived. Now, that doesn't mean that every single person sees them in a negative light, but it does mean that we live in a society
more than average.
Absolutely, you know, way above the average, that it is a predominant attitude that black people are seen in a negative way. And so it becomes very important that we tell our children about that so that they don't put themselves in harm's way.
Well, that all comes about through implicit bias and what we've all been brought up to think. I mean, I'm not just talking white people, I'm talking black people too, have that same implicit bias, that
That's
propaganda
right.
that we've been fed since we were a child.
Yeah, we call it racial scripts. Dr. Williams has written a book on racial scripts that examined how from our infancy, parents start to teach their children how to view other ethnic groups. And that means, like you said, not just the way Caucasians teach their children, but the way Melanic people teach their children. And unfortunately, Melanic people may even be teaching their children to be afraid of and to not value their own people.
Right. And when we say teaching, it's not necessarily people saying, oh, black people are bad or, oh, white people are bad. It's by the actions of the parents. It's by the images that people see in the media. So this is part of our culture.
But it's both. It's both the subtle messages and the direct teachings that these are the bad people, these are the ones you need to be afraid of. And as a result, we continue to perpetuate the problem. And unfortunately, we say this all the time, but our school systems...
Oh, I was just going to... Yeah. Go ahead.
...are guilty of not doing anything to change that information. And so they don't seek out people who actually have the information because, of course, people feel uncomfortable when the truth is shared.
Right. And with that is... The fact that staffing in the schools is not necessarily diverse.
It's not.
It is diverse if you consider the cafeteria and janitorial staff.
Or more diverse if you consider
that. But if you look at teaching staff and administrative.
Exactly. Decision makers and those who are on the front line working with the children.
Right. And I think that's a very important thing. On the CARE committee at our school district, which stands for a committee to address race in education, and they haven't really done much. I've been on it a year now, so I didn't want to say anything before I stayed on. But they're going to. I'm going to be doing a little more advocating this year, and maybe have a little more input. Fingers crossed, in the programs that they're doing in each of the meetings. And I think it's important for parents to get involved. And I think it's important for all parents to get involved in their school system. It comes from cognitive dissonance, and it also comes from... just not wanting to rock the boat. You probably have better terms for this than I do. This is the way it always was. What do you mean there's a problem? And that goes to somebody just not choosing to see. Because if you just look around, you can see it. You can see it in the way people react to one another. You could see it in who comes out to certain events versus other events. And we had the national night out in Lower Merion was on August 1st. And I was like thrilled. It was a very diverse crowd. But the one thing that I thought was interesting is there's a group called Showing Up for Racial Justice, and they wanted to have a table there at National Night Out. They support Black Lives Matter, and it's mostly white people showing up. They were told no, they couldn't have a table because we weren't going to have anything political there. And I went, how is human rights political? And the person who requested the table said something at the commissioner's meeting, and one of the commissioners jumped on it right away, even before I did. I sent an email, and I got a response back that, oh, yes, they've been allowed. They were told there was no room for it, and when I got there, on Tuesday to help set up, there was plenty of room. You know, I don't know what they were talking about. I really do, but...
Right, you really do.
And I handed the coordinator one of the pamphlets about racial justice so that he would have something to read.
Okay, to educate himself.
Right.
So I like to talk about the difference between those who are racist and those who are righteous. And unfortunately, we need to have more of those individuals who are righteous people standing up, speaking out, and being active. Because it seems that the ones who are
silence,
in power...
Silence is consent.
Absolutely. It's just like we talk about in the field of psychology, where if someone is being abused, if a child is being abused, and one parent is the abuser, and the other parent doesn't say anything or stop it, then that parent is also guilty.
Complicit.
Exactly. Complicit in the act of silence. It is an action. Not doing anything is an action.
Right.
It's actually consent to continue the behavior. So we have to understand that when we don't speak out, when religious groups don't speak out, when other parents don't speak out, when individuals and institutions don't speak out, they're telling us who they are. And their silence doesn't make them innocent. It makes them guilty.
Very true.
So,
and...
I just wanted to remind people that what we're talking about is the video commercial that was created by Procter & Gamble called The Talk. And there's been a lot of controversy where some people are saying it's a racist video, and no, it's not. It's a video that does talk about the impact of racism on blacks. And so it is important for black people to have that talk. And for people who don't understand that, they are either, once again, very naive, or they're simply racist and are uncomfortable anytime powerless situations are called into the public eye.
And it's interesting, the language. People are calling the video racist,
mm-hmm.
and racism is a symptom, is a system of power.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look in the dictionary, racism is just another term for bigotry,
mm-hmm.
another term for discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and when you tell people that it's not racist because it's not a system of power, they go back to the dictionary and go, yes, it is. That's why it's racist.
Mm-hmm.
And
but there is no power. Melanics don't have power. We don't.
Yes.
We don't run the world, and so it's impossible for us to actually be racist. And that also is supported by the Association of Black Psychologists. People need to understand definitions versus their impression of what the definition should be.
I'm going to restart. I had a petition out to Webster's and other dictionary companies to update their definition in the dictionary to include racism as being a system of power.
Mm-hmm.
I follow one of them on Twitter, and each time they put how they've changed the definition, I reply back and go, how about fixing this one? You know, and I,
mm-hmm.
Fixing racism.
Mm-hmm.
And
we need more people doing what you're doing.
But, you know, I don't seem to get any traction on it. And I think it is really, really important that, is it Ty Grayel? They took a problem and they couched it in language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. But let's talk more about this because we are up on a break. And give us a call at 610-701-WCHE 9243, and we'll be right back.
Yep, join in.
At WSFS Bank, we stand for what's possible. Like small businesses with big plans and big families that need a little more space. Whatever you need, you'll find us right around the corner and always in yours. Stop by any location today or visit us online at WSFSBank.com. We're WSFS Bank, and we stand for what matters. We stand for service. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking to buy a quality used fleet truck or trailer? Schneider is now offering discounted prices at SchneiderTrucks.com. Save thousands buying direct from a fleet with a meticulous maintenance history. Hundreds of 4 to 7 year old Freightliner trucks are available. Select trucks with manufacturer warranties, along with some International, Kenworth, Peterbilt, and Volvo. Van and reefer trailers also available. Find your perfect truck or trailer at SchneiderTrucks.com or call 800-635-9801. That's SchneiderTrucks.com or 800-635-9801.
Thank you. The early bird doesn't get the worm. The early bird keeps cool all summer with a Morvent Early Bird AC Precision Tune-Up. Why wait till there's a problem? Be early bird cool. Get more value, more trust, more vent.
Clunkety clunk, squeal. Sound like trouble from my air conditioner. I called Morvent. Jim came, took the whole system apart, replaced some parts. Now all I hear is whoosh, because I got more value, more trust, more vent.
I don't need this, I thought, looking at my clogged kitchen drain and house full of company. I called Morvent. Jeff came, explained the problem simply so I could make a good decision. Now the drain's clear because I chose more value, more trust, more vent.
Yikey Wawa! Running out of hot water is one way your water heater cries out for help. Call Morvent. Get a water heater rejuvenation. Your water heater gets added life. You get more hot water and more value, more trust, more vent.
WCHE, Chester County's local news source that not only tells you what's happening, but is committed to telling you the behind-the-scenes reason why it's happening.
Welcome back. This is Don't Get It Twisted on WCHE 1520 AM, and I am Chef Adrian.
And I am Dr. Ayo Gooden.
So give us a call at 610-701-WCHE. We're talking about racism.
Mm-hmm. And the commercial that Procter & Gamble recently released called The Talk, which talks about the experiences of blacks with racism and the reaction by those people who are either naive or who are racist has been negative. And of course, blacks have said, yes, that's my experience. And of course, it is our experience
as
black people.
And it keeps getting discounted.
Mm-hmm.
And as we started talking before the break about words, and how each time, it seems each time the black community, after Ferguson, there were riots, they were told, oh my God, that's terrible. After that, and well, before and after that, there were peaceful marches. That was terrible because you were blocking traffic. And then even with Colin Kaepernick, when he took a knee during the national anthem, that was terrible.
And they've been blocking him now from playing. And I say that we need to stop spending money with all of those people who are advertising on the NFL games. I also say stop going to those NFL games. We need to start supporting what's right instead of allowing big businesses to tell us what they're going to do in the face of the things that are being done that are unjust.
Exactly. And also how, so it's not even just actions that are being told that are wrong. The words that are used, like white privilege, is now called racist when you're telling somebody that they have an advantage from their skin color of when they walk into the store, go into, go for a job interview, or just even being. And I think that was something, if people recognize from that commercial, the talk, they don't have to do that. They don't have to have that talk. They have, you know, maybe a talk about being respectful to police officers and your police, and the police are your friend.
Right.
But that's not the experience of everyone.
No. And, you know, we've talked before about our individual experiences, certainly as a black person, that all of the black men in my family have been stopped by the police multiple times. My husband is a PhD chemist. My oldest son is a bachelor's degree physicist. And my other son has his bachelor's degree in political science. And yet they've all been stopped multiple times. And not because they're speeding, not because they're doing anything wrong, but because of racism. And we have to say what that is. And unfortunately, those people who are not Melanics don't know what we're talking about because it doesn't happen to them routinely.
Right. And I always like when I bring that up to the police, they say, well, we can't tell what color they are from the back. you know, when we're following around. But a lot of times they stop people after the car has gone by. You can see in the car.
Well, they can look at your tags, and the tags have information about the driver of the car, and it will include race. So they know whether or not you're...
Or at least it would include an address, and they could tell...
Well, it includes more than an address. Let's not pretend.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Of course it does.
And, but, you know, so they again, discounting the experience of a whole group of people.
Mm-hmm. But that's, once again, it's consistent with what we see. Anything that is pro-black... they define as anti-Caucasian.
Yes.
And they ignore the racist hate groups and don't call out an end to the Klan, the Nazis, neo-Nazis, or any of these conservative groups that promote violence and engage in violence against blacks. For example, there's a professor at Texas A&M who was simply discussing the Dr. Tommy, I'm having a
Curry, was it?
Curry, it is, C-U-R-R-Y, who was discussing as a political scientist, he was talking about the fact that when black people talk about bearing arms, carrying guns, they are considered to be a danger to Caucasians. But when Caucasians kill black people, there's no outcry that this is wrong, it's unjust. And just
from the white community, there's no outcry.
Right, exactly. Just like they've been saying in the past, if you ask most people about the Black Panther Party, they would tell you it was a militant hate group when that wasn't true. For anybody who does their research, they understand that the Black Panthers were the ones who actually started the Head Start program. It wasn't called Head Start. It was simply a breakfast program where they fed children
in the neighborhood.
Right, over 20,000 meals a week they were giving out, and they were helping those children to perform academically. They were protecting people in the neighborhood because the same thing that's going on now was going on then. A lot of police brutality, people being stopped and searched
unjustly.
Yes. And so people who said, we have a right to arm ourselves, were then labeled as militants who could be killed, and that's what the police did. They went into the homes in the middle of the night and shot people in their beds, murdered people in their beds.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers never killed anyone, and yet the Panthers were murdered. And that is what Professor Curry is talking about, is the fact that if black people simply talk about protecting themselves from unjust violence at the hands of Caucasians, we're described as being, yes, violent, dangerous people. And so I think people need to speak out for what's just, and people need to be honest, but we're not getting that.
Right, and that was a clip from a radio show from 4.5 years ago that was brought to light so that people can, and they cherry-picked little bits of information out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the whole thing and understood his point, he wasn't talking about blacks killing whites, even though he said it was an interesting scene from Django Unchained.
Right.
But that wasn't his point.
But we're in a era now where anything that can be used to vilify black people is being done, and to remove black people from positions is being done. And we have to speak out against that. It is wrong that we have groups of people, racist groups of people, who are going around trying to destroy the lives. Once again, lynching by any other name is still lynching.
Okay, and you said that, and it just, like, something just came to me. There was a letter from the dean of the school where he teaches, and they called his speech hateful. That, you know, it's his First Amendment right, but they don't condone hateful speech. And it
wasn't hateful speech.
No. And it's the same thing like on Facebook all the time. I know you're, Dr. Iyer, you're not really on Facebook at all.
Yeah.
I am addicted. And I see a lot of my friends being banned from Facebook because they quoted a racist experience that they had. And that gets them banned. Or if they bring racial inequity to the forefront.
If you talk about it and document it, that's a problem. But
right.
If you're a victim of it, that's good. And if you're the perpetrator of the violence against Melanics, that's okay. That is, once again, proof that racism is a powerful force, not
that
just here in the United States.
That's ingrained.
It's the origin of the United States. It was founded in racism. So anything that's founded in something negative and that has been supported through that same system is going to be very powerful. So, of course, if you can come into somebody else's country, murder the people, take their lands, kidnap other people, force them to work the lands, and build up that society, they've got to do everything they need to do in order to justify, rationalize why what they do is okay and why these other people, Melanic people, are somehow, you know, designed to do the work and to sustain them. Right. So, once again, it's faulty thinking. It's a sign of mental illness that needs to be addressed. Unfortunately, we don't have enough people who are addressing the issue, but I'm always impressed when there's additional people, Caucasians and Melanic people, because we're all damaged by this thinking,
yes,
who come forward and say, I want to be healed, because we should be living in a pluralistic society where we all respect each other, work together, and help to make this a truly wonderful place to live.
And on that note, we're on a break now. Really, give us a call at 610-701-WCHE-9243, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Introducing a new cooking podcast, Now That's a Mouthful. This weekly program explores the shared experience of cooking and the challenges of preparing new and different recipes. Discover something new, whether you're a raw beginner or a seasoned pro in the kitchen. New episodes of Now That's a Mouthful are available every Wednesday. Start listening today at nowthatsamouthful.org or on your favorite podcast app.
I know many of you are disappointed that the legal talk show hosted by Steve Karp has ended, but Steve Karp is still practicing personal injury law and is available for consultation. So if you've experienced an injury or suffered medical malpractice, then call Steve now and let him represent you in court. Steve has not only decades of law experience, but has taught law in Philadelphia's prestigious law schools. Here's the really good news. You don't pay anything if he loses your case, so you know he'll give it all he's got to win for you. Steve Karp practices only one kind of law, personal injury law, and he's an expert in all areas of that litigation. So don't put it off another minute. Call Steve Karp now in his Westchester office, 610-430-2200. That's 610-430-2200.
Hi, I'm Doug Sterling.
And I'm Bill Mason from the WCHE Morning Magazine.
Tune in weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. for the latest in Chester County news, weather, sports, and traffic reports.
Plus a healthy dose of chatting about what's happening around the county, plus politics, entertainment, and whatever you're talking about around the water cooler, all done with a twist of humor.
And each morning we're joined by a different co-host that provides a unique female take on the events of the day.
So tune in right here on the Talk of Chester County, WCHE 1520 AM.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
From Longwood Gardens to the Chester County Courthouse, from the Downingtown Log House to the Paoli Battlefield, from Lincoln University to Immaculata University, this is WCHE 1520 AM, the talk of Chester County.
And this is Don't Get It Twisted. And with us, I am Chef Adrian.
And I'm Dr. Ayo.
I like how you do that. That's nice. I like that. We'll have to keep doing that.
And please do give us a call. Join in our conversation today. You can call us at 610-701-WCHE. That's 9243.
And if you're shy, you can call in, make a comment, not be on the air, and we can just say what your comment was, and we can discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're shy, give a call anyway.
Or
Fred's really nice.
He won't let us know, right, your name. If you want to keep that anonymous, you can do that as well.
So when we went on break,
we're always having interesting conversations.
Yes.
Let me say that one of the things I also sent out was a video called What the Health. It's W-H-A-T, then T-H-E, then H-E-L-T-H.
H-E-A-L-T.
Health. H-E-A-L-T-H.
Yeah, too many vowels.
T-H. Health. What the health? Okay? And it's a video on Netflix that talks about how some of the medical conditions we have are being caused, and, you know, as a vegan,
yes,
you're going to hear this from me, that medical conditions such as heart disease, cancers, and diabetes are clearly linked to what you eat. And the fact that dairy products contribute to developing cancer, breast cancer, that eating these meats contribute to getting diabetes, not the sugars so much.
No, it is the sugars.
Not so much, I said. I didn't say not the sugars.
Okay.
But the impact of meats is tremendous, and they're not talking about that. The same issue with heart disease. And so this guy did this documentary going around and talking to the Diabetes Foundation, Cancer Society, and the Coleman.
Coleman Meats?
The pink. Susan Coleman. Right, okay. And he quotes some of the articles, the research that's been done on this, and wondered why they never had that information on their websites and why they were promoting foods that were clearly linked with the diseases that they're supposed to be fighting against. And what he discovered in his research was that those industries, the meat industries, the dairy industries, et cetera, are financing those particular societies that are supposed to be fighting against these medical conditions. So in essence, what we're seeing is that the silence is due to the fact that the meat, the dairy, and all the negative things, industries do not want us to know the link so that we continue to do those things that cause us to be sick.
Okay. And things that I have been reading show more that it's the processed food. It's the omega-6 oils that are in the process. The fact that they have food scientists in these companies that study exactly how to make the exact proportion of fat, sugar, and salt, so that it makes these products almost like a drug.
Like a drug. Hits those areas of the brain.
And it's true. I mean, I hate Doritos. But, no, just listen. This is hysterical. And, you know, like I had one, and then because I was saying, all right, are these still as terrible as I remember? And I went, yes, they're as terrible as I remember, but it's like unconsciously I went for
an... You had to eat them anyway, right?
Because they have this addictive combination of the fat, salt, and sugar that just makes them irresistible, even though they don't even taste good.
Okay.
And all that extra fat and the sugar they're finding now really causes a lot of inflammation in your system.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have that perfect storm of inflammation, too much fat in your diet, and then your arteries kind of collect that cholesterol going through your blood system.
Yeah, that comes with that meat eating. I know we've got meat eaters in the room, and so we're a little, you know, but watch the movie is what I'm suggesting. Watch the movie, and there's several other really good movies.
And but there was just one. There's a show I like. It's called Adam Ruins Everything. It's on True TV. And this guy is a comedian, but he also is really smart, and the TV show came from the fact that when people would say stuff that he knew was wrong, because he was always studying and learning, and he was like a total fact hound, and he'd bring it to their attention that it wasn't this way, then he kind of got rebuffed a little bit, and he's got this whole adorable half-hour TV show that brings facts into the it. What's the word I want? It shows what things actually are, and it's neat because he, even during the show, he puts down footnotes right on the screen of where he got his information and how it is. Is proven.
Okay.
So when you want to keep in mind when you're thinking to cut your fats a little, don't do it with low fat processed foods because in order to make them taste good, what they wind up doing is adding a lot of sugar, which causes that inflammation. So taking one of them out versus the other, and that's
decreasing them both. You know, and all of those bad things that we shouldn't have, including dyes and
artificial coloring, and then
preservatives and
pesticides and
GMOs, and we could just go on and on. But the more educated we are, the better choices we can make, and the healthier we'll be.
But it's interesting because what you were saying about promoting that the companies that do the most damage are promoting the you know, the Susan B. Komen breast cancer, and they're the ones promoting. It's really interesting. What things are subsidized? What foods are subsidized in our society?
Exactly.
It's the corn, soybean, genetically modified, treated with Roundup, which is a deadly pesticide. The sugar industry is massively subsidized. The meat and dairy industry are subsidized.
Yeah. They don't call it welfare, they'll do it.
We can't call it
welfare.
But then if you look at it, if you go about it in a more holistic manner and you look at, here's what they're subsidizing, and at the same time they're complaining about health care costs.
Right, but that's the biggest industry, and that's how you make your money, and you have to make sure people stay sick so that you can stay rich.
Right. I mean, you don't see drug companies going to find cures. You go see drug companies going to find
more medications
to keep you
And medications for the medications that you take for the
side effects. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, this is on Saturday, I was presenting at a women's group, and there was a phenomenal organizer by the name of Nicoletta Alford, who has an organization that helps black women to... we have a caller on the line?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, let's go to the caller. I can always talk later.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hello. Great show there.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I think I recognize that voice.
Me too.
And I tell you.
Do you have a comment or a question,
sir? All the help. I tell you, great show. I hope the other callers, I've got a lot of messages coming here, and I'm encouraged those others. I know it's a little short time. Go ahead and call in. I'm not going to call out names, Devin or Darlene and a couple others. But listen, great show today. And Dr. Io, guess what? I did limit myself to only 4 pieces of meat this weekend. Can you believe it?
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you. We're going to make you a vegan.
When you say 4 pieces of meat, was that 4 sides of beef?
They're sending us messages. But tell them, hey, listen, call on in. Great show. You have a great one now.
Thank you.
Take care.
That is funny. Okay, so as I was saying, I think that a piece of what we have to do is start identifying those individuals, those organizations, those businesses who are doing the right thing, as Spike Lee would say, and support them. And so I think that that's a piece of what we have to do on the air is have businesses call in who are doing the right thing and us calling them out and letting people know that they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, showcasing rather than calling out, I think, is it. So we can showcase them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but you were talking about, you know what? We're coming up on a break right now.
Yeah.
So let's go to the break, and we'll discuss that video more when we come back.
Okay.
If you had to choose a roofer, would you choose one with limited experience and knowledge, or would you choose a roofer certified as a master elite contractor by the largest manufacturer in the nation, GAF, a distinction shared by only 3% of the nation's roofers? I'm talking about GP Martini Roofing, who also does siding, windows, doors, and offers an ironclad guarantee that he'll repair or replace any roof for defects within its normal life. GP Martini Services, Chester, Delaware, Bucks, and Montgomery counties, with free estimates and consultation, and does both commercial and residential. Go to their website at martiniroofing.com for special savings, or call 610-873-1696. And also, financing is available with no payments for a full year. Now, what roofer would you call? GP Martini is the answer, 610-873-1696.
Where will you learn about the latest innovations in the agricultural sciences? What has nearly 500 exhibitors, agricultural demonstrations, workshops, and guided tours? Where can you enjoy lots of great food, activities for the kids, and summer fun for the whole family? Penn State's Ag Progress Day, August 15th through the 17th on Route 45 near State College, PA. Parking and admission are free. Penn State's Ag Progress Day. Find out more at apd.psu.edu. Your wild is waiting at penswilds.com. Discover Pennsylvania's great outdoors with features on fishing, camping, hiking, and more. There's Outdoors PA with news from the Pennsylvania Game Commission on hunting, trapping, and wildlife. Learn something new that will help with your next hunt. It's brought to you by Ram Trucks. Visit penswilds.com. Click on the Ram banner and find your deal on a rugged new 2017 Ram 1500. Explore the wilds of Pennsylvania at penswilds.com.
Westchester Athletics.
Moriarty drops back, looks left side, fires, and has Tim Brown with the reception. Makes a man miss to the 5. Brown to the goal line, trucks through a man as he walks in for the touchdown.
High school athletics.
Roberts has it, rolls to his left. He's looking. Plenty of time. He's going to roll back to his right, throwing into the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Westchester East.
The sports chatter of Chester County. This is your home for Chester County sports. 1520 WCHE.
Well,
Welcome back. This is Don't Get It Twisted on WCHE 1520 AM Westchester. And I am Chef Adrian.
And I'm Dr. Ayo. And you can give us a call at 610-701-WCHE. That's 9243. Give us a call. Join in the conversation.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying that we're getting some conversation on food and health in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially given what you do.
Right.
As a chef.
And well, more of a cooking teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I try and teach how to cook healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that anybody has to give up anything. I mean, I understand you're a vegan, an omnivore.
Yes.
But, you know, there's things that should be treats and things that should be your basics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like everyone has, everything is different for everyone. Like you were just talking about how in some people, milk creates a lot of side effects.
Oh, right. I did an article, it's been many years, back in 95 or something like that, talking about does milk do a body good? Well, what they find is for different ethnic groups in particular, that dairy products can be very harmful. So that those symptoms that look like ADD or ADHD, anger, irritability, depression, may actually be the result of being lactose intolerant. So a lot of people believe that being lactose intolerant only means constipation or diarrhea, but it means much more. It can even cause caries or cavities, or even it's been linked to some forms of cancer. So what we have to understand is that, and certainly that's what the video on what the health is talking about, is the fact that these products that we've been told are good for us may actually be causing many of our medical conditions. So give it some consideration. Look
right.
at it. If you find it helpful, great.
And going back to the political thing, well, in this year's budget, they've cut funding for the CDC. I had read that they're short like 800 people. So just now, and that's before the cuts even go into place. And the CDC does things like they're there on the front lines if there's an epidemic. They're doing research, and some of the research that they should be doing that they really aren't is addressed by a friend of the show, Leslie Gregory, and her group, Right to Health.
Right, right.
And she talks about how racism is a public health threat.
Absolutely is.
And
she has you were going to share with the listening audience the website where they can vote or sign a petition?
Yes, she has a petition to the CDC to have them declare that racism is a public health threat. And when you consider the damage done not only to the victims of racism, but the perpetrators of it also.
Exactly.
Because if you're treating someone badly, you know, there's very few really bad people.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you treat somebody badly and think about it later on, then that stress of doing that bad thing to someone else takes a toll on you, too.
If you're healthy. Unhealthy people, sociopaths or psychopaths.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Feel that way. They
right.
don't have a sense of guilt or caring about other people.
Because in your heart of hearts, if you're saying something that is hurtful or doing an activity that can harm someone, then when you go and think about it, actually do go and think about it, you're going to realize that what you're doing, even though you've been trained to do that through that propaganda, there's just something not right.
Doesn't feel right.
There's an uncomfortable.
Your spirit
is wounded.
Yes, and that's the key, I think, is the fact that we don't focus much on spirituality. Focusing how we live, how we think at a higher level, knowing that
we're a part of something.
We're connected. And if we look at that connection and look at what our goals should be in life, our goals should be to reach a higher level of consciousness that helps us to understand internally that we're all connected, that we are all family. Once you understand that, you don't want to harm your family. You want your family to be as happy and healthy as possible, because, of course, that helps you to become healthy and happy.
I mean, just think of it. You're in a room with a group of people, and everybody is having a happy, good time. And then one person decides that they're not happy with that situation, and they act out. How does that change the dynamic of the whole room?
Mm-hmm.
So you
it
can
disrupts
see,
it.
Yeah,
clearly.
And how? So just from that standpoint, it should bring to the surface the fact that we are all interconnected. Our actions reflect to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Our good actions,
mm-hmm.
A smile does wonders.
A smile it's infectious.
Yes.
You smile at someone and they smile back.
And I have one of those really good smiles.
Yes,
so
you do.
I get that. I use that one to my benefit a lot. But it's so interesting how just realizing that we are interconnected,
mm-hmm.
is something that is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And how when we make more opportunities for more people, then what we're doing is we're making it better for us too. And I think that is something that sometimes is overlooked, and thinking that making more opportunities for people is going to take opportunities away from someone else, and that's not necessarily true.
Well, you know, I think
and
that,
it's not true.
So in essence, what we're saying, when we talk about our spiritual development, we're talking about really going from focusing on feelings and senses to really being able to become conscious at a deeper level where you understand what's right and what's wrong, where you don't need the police to tell you what's right and what's wrong. You understand it and you live by what's actually right versus doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, many people haven't developed to that level. And unfortunately, many of our churches aren't even helping people to live to that level when churches are supporting racist kind of thinking and behaving.
And homophobia,
yes.
And transphobia.
Exactly. Because all people have a right to be happy and healthy. And certainly your gender orientation should not be used as an excuse to harm someone. And so once again, it gets back into the thinking of sick people who justify hurting other people by believing that what they believe is correct and that anything that's outside of what they believe is wrong. And, of course, in psychology, we look at how severely somebody is damaged psychologically by how, in the face of information to the contrary, do you still hold on to those inaccurate beliefs? And when you do, it's a sign of a very serious mental illness.
It's true. On Sunday, we had a march in Ardmore. It was called the People for Black Lives. And, you know, some people asked, you know, like, why were you doing this? It was to support Black Lives Matter and other things. And
awesome.
I wrote, "We march because Black Lives Matter too. Silence is consent. And everyone deserves life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, regardless of their identity."
Mm.
And that puts it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think the whole theme of this show has been.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say something for for clarification. I think that the difference between being pro-black and what we see with these people who are anti-black is that we don't believe that people who are racist shouldn't engage in their own behaviors and protect themselves by supporting each other. But when you support each other and you harm other people
at the expense of others,
that's when it's a problem. And I think that far too often we justify when a racist engages in racist behaviors and harms, kills, or whatever somebody, but we don't fear them. We don't fear. Caucasians don't fear. Well, that's not true. Caucasians do fear each other because they know that if they say or do something that's too pro-black for too long, that there's going to be a racist who will then want to do harm to them because, once again, racists are sick mentally for the most part, but others are simply taught misinformation and can only believe what they've been taught.
Right.
So hopefully there'll be people who are in their families who will help them to heal, to get out of that sick behavior.
So we're coming up on our last couple of minutes. Dr. Iyer, do you have any events coming up?
Well, I do. In August, I'll be presenting on violence prevention for State Representative Curtis Thomas in Philadelphia, and I'll give more information once I get some clarity, but that will be coming up in August.
Okay. We're in August already. Can you believe how fast
it's going? That's right. We're in a new month already, aren't we?
Yeah. It's August 3rd.
It's the end of August. That should be happening, but I'll
around
get some
my birthday.
Dates. Around your birthday.
Yeah.
You're going to become another beautiful year older and wiser. And that's
hopefully
a blessing.
Hopefully.
Well, each day makes us wiser. So we want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to, once again, to the ladies who hosted the program I presented at last week, to Nikweta Alford and to Miriam Rosefort and all the other ladies who are there at the presentation. Peace and blessings to all of you.
Okay, and don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Don't Get It Twisted, and also check out our websites. And
if you know some businesses, send us the information. We want to help support them.
And most of all,
just remember,
don't get it twisted.